Rimlik's about a child who does not like to study. Spring is not never good for studying.
夏日炎炎正好眠.
And the hot summer is good for taking a nap.
过得秋来冬又至.
Winter comes and after fall.
收拾书包等明年.
Ready my backpack for the next year.
那当然了，这是我们用来教导小孩子要他们认真读书的这么一首诗。
And of course, this limerick is what we use to teach our children to study hard.
但是也提醒我们哈，新年到了，我们有没有一个好的计划，如何过这一年
？But it also reminds us that we have a new year. Do we have a plan for this new year?
刚才念到的那两节经文，不知道大家听了有些什么感觉
？I don't know what kind of impression you get from the two passages that we just read from the Bible.
会不会觉得作为新年第一次讲到的两节经文，有点软绵绵的感觉
？Would you think that as the two first passages that we read in the New Year, these two are a little bit soft, too soft?
因为新年嘛，啊，应该有很励志的这样一种鼓励。
Because it's a new year, so we need to have a resolution to encourage us.
啊，这就这两节经文哈。那么，啊，是不是有一种听到，尤其是最后一节啊？然而我们到了什么地步，就当按照什么地步而行，好像有点随遇而安的感觉呢？
So from these passages, especially the last one, only let us live up to what we have already. And this sounds like be contented with the current situation, or let it be.
那实际上呢，今天念的呢，这只是一个结论，因为呢，我还要啊回到前面的经文，我们到时候会念一下。
So what we read today is actually just the conclusions, and actually I would return to previous passages.
啊，四到十一节它是讲什么是有价值。
And verse 4 to 11 is about what are precious.
十二到十四节讲如何获得这些有价值的东西。
And verses 12 to 14 it talks about how to obtain these valuable things.
然后今天的经文。是结论。
And then today's passage we read are the conclusions.
所以希望等我们 go through 了一次以后，到了最后结论的时候，大家能够做出一个判断。
So I hope that after we go through this whole thing, and you can draw your own conclusion.
好，我们开始从第四节开启，我们一起来念一下好不好？起，若
别
人
想
他
可
以靠
肉
体，
我
更
可
以
靠
着
了。
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法
上的
义说我是无可指摘的。
If anyone else，
英文就不读了吧。
Okay.
因为时间不够了，我今天可能还要比往常要多一两分钟。
So we're gonna skip the English.
保罗讲什么了？他就说，你要是秀肉体的话，那我就更能够秀哈。
So here Paul is talking about if you want to show the strength of your flesh, I can do that more than anybody else.
第八天受割礼。
And the eighth day I was circumcised.
以色列族
，and I'm the people of Israel.
便雅悯人
，and I'm from the tribe of the Benjamin.
希伯来人
，and I'm a Hebrew.
法利赛人
，I'm a Pharisee.
逼迫教会
，and I persecute the church.
啊，觉得很厉害了吧
？So you think that I'm very good?
大家记住这个图哈，下面会看见这个图。
Please remember this picture. We will review this again.
好，我们接着往下念。其只
是
我
先
前
以
为与
我
有
益
的，
我现在因
基督
的
当作
有
损
的。
而这里红色这里呢有两个反义词。
So the two words that are contrasting to each other, they're in red color.
啊，这两个词呢是会计用的词。
So these two words are terminologies from accounting.
就是讲做生意嘛。
And it's about doing business.
那我们就用一个做生意的例子来解释一下。
So we're going to use a business example to explain this.
我认识一个基督徒的开餐馆的老板。
I know a Christian restaurant owner.
他告诉我了，中餐馆呢，通常它的毛利分成三部分。
And he told me about the Chinese restaurant, and usually the gross profit is divided into three different categories.
那比如说他这个月的毛利是90,000块。
And let's say his gross profit is $90,000.
那么有30,000就用来购买原材料。
Out of that, $30,000 is for raw materials.
另外30,000块呢，就是租金啊、工资啦、啊、水电啊等等。
Another $30,000 is for rents, wages, and utilities.
那么剩下的就是他放在口袋里面的盈利了。
And the remaining $30,000 is his profit that he put into his pocket.
就是保罗说的有益的部分。
And this is about the profit that Paul was talking about.
按照刚才那节经文呢，那就是他非但没有赚到30,000块，他还要亏30,000块。
But according to the previous passage, not only he didn't make the profit of $30,000, he actually lost $30,000.
好，我们接着往下看。
Let's move on.
我们继续念。不但如此，
我也
将
万
事都当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已丢弃万事，看着粪土，为要得着基督。好，我们回到那个图去哈。本来赚30,000，现在亏30,000。
So let's return to the previous graph. So originally he's gonna make $30,000 of profit. Now he's gonna lose $30,000.
保罗说，不但如此，他将万物都看作有损。
And Paul said not only that, he considered everything rubbish and loss.
那就是这样子。
So it looks like this.
那明明毛利是90,000块，赚30,000块，现在平白无故就欠了90,000块钱。
It used to be that you have a gross profit of $90,000, and out of that you have $30,000 profit. Now you have a loss of $90,000.
我不知道还有谁愿意开餐馆呢。
I don't know who would own this kind of restaurant business.
我们经常帮衬的那家超市可能看见这个图明天就关门了。
So if the owner of Chef Chow saw this picture, I think he would close down the next day.
那么保罗他这样做，把所有的东西都作为有损，作为欠的，那他有什么目的呢？
So what's the purpose of Paul by treating everything as loss?
哦，他是为了得着基督。
Oh, he actually wants to gain Christ.
那么有失就有得哈。
You lose something, you gain something.
我们接着往下念。
Let's move on.
并且得以在他里面，不
是
自因律
法
而得
的
义，乃是有信基督的义，
就
是他因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。啊，大家留意用红色标记的四个词。
Please pay attention to the four words that's highlighted in red.
认识、大能、受苦，还有死。
Know, power, suffering, and death.
也记住用蓝色的那个或者。
And also please remember the word that's highlighted in blue, and that is somewhat, somehow.
好，我们就回到这个图里面来。
Sorry, let's return to this graph.
保罗这里就是给自己开了一个空白的支票了，就是绿色的这一块哈。它里面有些什么项目呢？
So Paul kind of wrote a blank check for himself. That's the green circle. So what is exactly inside the green circle?
认识基督。
Know Christ.
就刚才那四个红色的字。
And that's the four red letters we just read.
复活大能。
Resurrection power.
一同受苦。
Share sufferings.
效法他死。
Like him in death.
这四个 item 呢，它不是完全独立的。
So these four items are not completely independent.
一同受苦，就是为了认识基督。
Oh, the purpose of sharing sufferings is to know Christ.
效法他的死，就是为了得到他复活的大能。
The purpose of like him in death is to receive the resurrection power.
那么大家估算一下，这三块红色的加起来的面积大了，还是这一块绿色的面积大了？
So you can all kind of estimate the total area of these three red circles. Is that greater or less than the area of the green circle?
这就是保罗要说的。
And this is what Paul is trying to tell us.
我白白亏了90,000块钱，我能不能补回来呢？
I lost $90,000. Can I make it up?
保罗认为可以。
And Paul thought, yes, we can.
因为呢，他为了补回来了，他就要更加的认识基督，更得到更多的复活的大能。
Because in order to turn around to make a profit, you need to know Christ more, and you need to receive more of the resurrection power.
所以保罗就更愿意去。跟主一同受苦，而且效法他的死。
So Paul is willing to share the sufferings and like Jesus in death.
而且左边的红色的越大，他右边他的动力，也就是他受苦和效法他的死，他的动力就越大。
So the larger the area in the red circles, the more motivation Paul has.
所以为什么保罗？就是主动的把有益的都当成优先。
That's why Paul purposely treat this some of the profit as losses.
那刚才那个蓝色的那个或者。
And then the word in blue that we just looked at a while ago, that's somehow.
中文译成或者好像不知道行还是不行，英文呢它就是。不知道怎么，反正就可以行的，只不过那个 mechanism 不知道。
So in Chinese, this word could mean something like or, but in English, it's very clear that it can be done. It's just we are not sure exactly how it is to be done.
把有益在心里面换算成有损，这是不容易做到的。
It's not easy to.Convert some profit to losses in your heart.
我给大家讲一个小故事。
I will tell you a story.
这个故事呢，是从前几年长春市小学四年级课本里面摘录下来的。
And this is a story from a textbook of a fourth grade elementary school in Changchun, China.
这个小孩子呢，他的父亲病了。
And there was this kid, and his father was sick.
那人家呢，就来探望他爸爸的时候，就拿了2斤的白糖给他。
So some friends visited his dad, and they brought about two pounds of refined white sugar as a gift.
然后他妈妈就说。这么好的东西我们留着端午节才吃，因为那时候物质比较缺乏。
And his mom said, well, this is a very precious gift, and let's keep it until the Dragon Boat Festival, because at that time we these kind of things are very hard to get.
那这个小孩呢，知道糖很好吃。
So this kid knew that sugar tastes good.
那他就忍不住了，终于有一次呢，他妈妈不在的时候呢，就拉一块小板凳来，因为他矮嘛。
So he could not resist the temptation. One time when his mom was not at home, so he pulled a chair because he was too short.
然后他就站在板凳上，然后把手进去就沾了一点点，就放在嘴里，哇，好甜啊！
So he stood on the stool and stick his finger into the sugar pot and tasted the sugar. Wow, it's really sweet.
啊，他心里面就觉得内疚，因为这违反他妈妈的意志。
And at that time, he felt guilty because that's against what his mom said.
然后他就把那个板凳搬得远远的。
So he moved the stool far away from the sugar pot.
但是那个板凳又回来了。
But somehow the stool moved back.
那这次呢，他又拿了多一点。
And this time he took a little bit more of the sugar.
那他就觉得更内疚，就把板凳搬得更远。
So this time he felt even more guilty, so he moved the stool further away.
但是那个板凳很不听话。
But the stool was not following his order.
总是跑回来。
Always came back to the same location.
终于有一天，他把手伸进去的时候，就把最后一点糖都吃完了。
So.Finally, one day, when he stuck his finger in the sugar pot, he had the last few grains of sugar.
端午节到了。
And it's time for the Dragon Boat Festival.
当他妈妈把这个罐子拿下来的时候，他想，糟了，这一次糟了。
And when his mom took the sugar pot down, and the kid was thinking, oh my God, something bad is going to happen.
但是他妈妈没有责备他，只是看着这个空罐子发呆。
But his mom didn't blame him, just stare at the sugar pot.
然后他就说，从那一天起，他就发誓，让他母亲每天都可以吃上白糖。
And from that day, he sworn that he was going to.Provide sugar to his mom every day in the future.
他长大了以后的话呢，他长大了哈，也有成就了。每次回去看望他妈妈，都带一些白糖给他。
So after he grown up and he was very successful, and every time he visited his mom, he would bring some sugar to her.
这个课文最后说，而我自己从那以后很少再吃白糖。
And in the end, this story says, from then on, I seldom eat pure sugar.
我为什么讲这个故事呢？
Why do I tell you this story?
因为这个故事有一个非常醒目而又很奇怪的题目。
Because this story has a very strange title.
它的题目就是苦糖。
And the title is bitter sugar.
糖就是糖，糖本来是甜的。
Sugar is sugar; it should be sweet.
为什么糖会是苦
？Why is it bitter?
这个小孩子经历了过这一次以后，糖对于他来说就是苦的。
After this experience, to this child, sugar is bitter.
保罗在大马色的路上。遇见耶稣以后，他的价值也变了。
Paul changed his view of value after he saw Jesus on the way to Damascus.
以前对他有益的，现在是有损。
What was a profit for him now is loss.
好，我们接着往下念。这不是说我已经得着了，
已
经
完
全
了。
乃是极力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的， 弟兄们，我不是以为自己得着了，我只是有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力前面的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来的奖赏。大家留意到这里有四个得着。
Please pay attention that in this passage there are four words that kind of means get hold of me, get hold of.
有一个用蓝色来标记。
One is highlighted in blue.
有三个用红色。
And the other three are highlighted in red.
它们是不同的词。
And they are actually different words.
蓝色的得着就是一般的得着了。
The blue word is just the ordinary, has the meaning of gaining something.
红色的得着就是原来那个得着这个词前面加一个前缀，就是咔嗒这个前缀。
This word in red in Greek actually is the original word with kata added to before that word.
那这个 kata 是什么意思呢？
So what does kata mean?
Kata 就有两个意思，更加或者反向的。那么更加的又反向，就是你又得到我，我又得到你，那就是心里的意思。
So this word has two basic meanings. One is a strengthen, the other one is going in the reverse direction. And these two words put together means in your heart.
就不但是手里面得到，连心里面也得到了。
Not only you get hold of something in your hand, but you also gain that in your heart.
而且它，它本身也是一个词。
And also, kata itself is a word.
就是刚才第五、第六节的时候念到的，就什么什么而说这个字。
That is in verses 5 and 6 we just read, and in regard to the law or ask for zeal and so forth.
我们就记得那个图了哈，他就什么什么说，就什么什么说，就是保罗在秀他的肌肉的时候那个词。
And we remember that the graph when Paul was talking about this, he was talking about showing your fresh strength.
那么现在又是一个对比了，前面。咔嗒咔嗒咔嗒，肉体。现在咔嗒咔嗒咔嗒，心里面。
So this is a contrast. The first is the three katas are in regard to the flesh, and the last three katas means what's in your mind or in your heart.
这就使我们注意到，我心里面到底想得到一些什么东西呢？
So what exactly what I want to take hold of in my heart?
这实际上是腓立比书的一个解经上面的难题哈。
And this is actually a difficult thing to explain in the book of Philippians.
因为保罗他并没有说得到什么，他只是说得到了基督耶稣所得到他的那些。
So Paul didn't say exactly what he was getting hold of. He just says get what Jesus.Is getting hold of.
那么很多解经家就做了一些研究哈。
So many exegetes did some research.
有人说是为了得着耶稣。
Somebody said that he wanted to take hold of Jesus Christ.
但是我不是很同意这个，因为前面已经讲过得着耶稣了，这里没有必要遮遮掩掩的。
So I didn't quite agree with that explanation because in the passage before that, he already said, take hold of Jesus. So there's no point to try to hide something here.
有人说是为了得到奖赏。
And some said it is to take hold of some kind of prize.
那我也不是很同意，因为你要是往后看的话， 他会讲到赢得奖赏。
And I don't quite agree with that explanation either, because if you look the next verse, it talks about winning the prize.
那还有人说是保罗的一个秘密，是他跟耶稣之间的秘密，他不愿意说出来。
And there's others who said this is Paul's secret. It's a secret between Paul and Jesus, and he didn't want to reveal this.
我比较喜欢这种说法。
So I really like this third explanation.
我呢，我也做了一些研究哈，我试图呢是给一些解释，找到他什么秘密出来。
So I did some research on my own and tried to find what exactly is Paul's secret.
我们看下一节，这一节就不念了，我们刚才念过了。
Let's read the next verse. We're not going to read it, but because we just read it a while ago.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，完全这个字，英文就翻译成成熟。
So in this verse, this word, in English is translated as mature.
那当然了，完全呢，当然就包括成熟了。
And of course, perfect means mature.
它在原文是一个形容词，我就用这个形容词的字根，在保罗书信里面做了一个搜索。
So the original word in Greek is It's an adjective. So I did a search with this original, the root of the word.
我找到了这个经文。
And I found this passage in the Bible.
当然了，它这里是一个动词。
And of course, the highlighted word is a verb in Greek.
他就说哈，保罗他心里面他身上有一根刺。保罗觉得很痛苦，他求主帮他把这根刺给挪走。
So here it talks about Paul had a thorn in his flesh, and he asked God to take this thorn away.
但是主没有这样做。
But the Lord didn't do it.
主说：“我愿意你保持这根刺，因为这根刺能够让你知道你的软弱，而我的能力。”能够让你完全。
The Lord said, I want you to keep this thorn because it shows that you're weak and my power can make you perfect.
所以保罗没有说出来的秘密，这是我个人的看法。
So this is my personal view that the Paul's secret that he did not reveal
就是从不完全到完全这个过程。
Is the process of from imperfect to perfect.
他既不是讲不完全，也不是讲完全，他是讲这么一个过程。
So it's not about imperfect or perfect, but it's about the process from imperfect to perfect.
你要是有这个概念的话，你再看十二节，你就比较明白那个他得着是讲什么东西。
If you understand this concept, then you will be able to understand what exactly is kata mean in verse 12.
而且你也更能够明白为什么十三节那里说他要向着标杆直跑。
And you also can understand better why in verse 13 Paul said, I press on toward the goal.
因为无论你怎么跑，你都不会跑到的。
Because no matter how fast you run, you will not reach the goal.
但是知道自己不完全，就成为了一种动力，让他跑得更快。
But knowing that you're not perfect, it becomes a motivation so that you're going to run harder.
大家是不是跟刚才那个三块红色、一块绿色的图很相像呢？
Is this similar to the graph that we saw with the three red circles and one green circle?
红色的越大，保罗的动力就越多。
The bigger the red area, the higher the motivation that Paul had.
这里就是今天我要讲的，就是从完全到不完全的这么一个互相转换的过程。
And this is what I want to talk about today, that is the process of conversion from imperfect to perfect and vice versa.
我不知道啊，大家新年来到听信息，第一次信息就有人指着你说你不完全，那是不是觉得很沮丧呢？
So are you discouraged that for the first sermon that you came to church to listen to, somebody tells you that you are imperfect?
但是你假如感到沮丧的话，我恭喜你了。
But if you feel that you're discouraged, I congratulate you.
因为从那一刻开始，你完全了。
Because from that point on, you are perfect.
我们之所以能够完全，那是因为主能够使我们完全。
We can be perfect because the Lord can make us perfect.
好，这就是今天我们的经文。
And this is the verse that we read today.
我们一起再念一次。
Let's read again.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步而行。假如我们觉得我们很成熟、很完全，那么
，If we think we are very mature and perfect, then，
那么我们就要存这样的心，就知道其实我并不完全。
We need to have this understanding that actually we're not perfect.
那么这里说，假如有什么事上存别样的心，他讲的是什么呢？
So here it also talks about, on some point you think differently. What does that mean?
他就是说，有些人他没有这样的理解，他觉得啊，我真是一个很完全的人。
It is about somebody who didn't understand this, and they think that I am a mature and perfect person.
假如是那样的话，那也不要紧。
And if that is the case, it doesn't matter.
因为神会让他学会也知道这些的。
Because God will make the person learn the lesson.
保罗当初不是得了一根刺吗？他就明白了吗？
So Paul had a thorn in his flesh, and then he understood.
我们在向着标杆直跑的路上，有些人跑在前面，有些人跑在后面。
When we press on and run towards the goal, some would run faster than others.
我们跑在前面的人，要对跑在后面的人有更多的理解、宽容，还有等待。
Those who run faster needs to be tolerant, understanding, and be patient for those who run a little bit slower.
这就是这节经文讲的。
And this is what this verse is all about.
下面那节经文就是到了今天我们想说的。
And this next one is what we have already attained.
我们到了什么地步，就照着什么地步而行。
We live up to what we have already attained.
这里面包括我们向着标杆直跑。
And this includes that to press on towards the goal.
知道我们跑的过程当中，我们并不完全。
And while we're running, we need to understand that we're not perfect.
我们跑的过程当中，我们需要主的能力。
And while we're running, we need the power from the Lord.
也包括我们对这条跑在这条路上的所有的人都有一个宽容、等待还有理解。
And also, we have the tolerance, the patience, waiting for everybody who's running.
弟兄姐妹们，你还觉得这一句是随遇而安这么简单吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you still think that this verse is just about let it be?
信仰它不是一种状态，而是一个过程。
Faith is not a status, it is a process.
我们每个人都跑在一条信仰的路上。
Every one of us is running on the road of faith.
我们朝着那个目标跑，我们无论跑得多快，我们都永远跑不到。
We run towards goal, but no matter how fast we run, we will not reach that goal.
但是我们知道这一点以后，主就把能力赐给我们，让我们跑得更快。
But if we understand this, then God will give us power so that we can run faster.
我们到了2020年了。
We are in year 2020 now.
我们教会今年我们要做些什么呢？
So what we ought to do this year, as a church?
我们每一个我们不完全又想完全的基督徒，我们有什么打算呢？
So what are the plans of an imperfect but perfect Christian for this year?
那我们三个长老了，他定了一个，我们今年的方向就是通过团契建立家庭。
So the three elders of this church established a direction for the church for this year, and that is to focus on the group fellowship, a family group, to build up family through group fellowship.
那根据长老的这个意向，还有根据刚才的那些经文啊，我自己想了几个 item 出来。
So I thought about a few items according to what the elders directed, established, and also according to the Bible verse that we just read today.
我建议大家一年就把圣经读一次，今年就把它读一次。
So I recommended everybody read the Bible once in year 2020.
啊，我们的网站上面呢，在 resource 底下有一个链接啊，可以找到那个读经的计划。
So in the church website, there is a link under resources, and you can find a link, a Bible read plan.
我们一年把圣经读一次。
And we can finish the whole Bible in one year.
另外呢，就是为那个人祷告。
And the second thing is to pray for that person.
那个人是谁呢？
Who is that person?
就是你认为你最不可能替他祷告的那个人。
And that's the person that you think that is least likely that you would pray for him.
啊，可能是一个新来的人，你从来没有跟他讲过话的。
Maybe it's a newcomer you never talked to any conversation with.
或者一个人呢，你觉得你跟他相差很远，你也很少跟他谈话。
Or a person that you never talk to him, and there's a big difference between you and that person.
或者呢，这个人跟你意见不一样，所以你也不愿意替他祷告。
Or maybe that person had a different view, and you don't want to pray for him.
我不知道大家有没有每天都祷告。
I don't know if you all pray every day.
假如没有，请你每天都祷告。
If not, please pray every day.
而且当你祷告的时候，你就为那一个人祷告，你知道是谁。
And also when you pray, please pray for that person. You know who that person is.
最后就是堵漏洞。
And the last thing is to plug a loopholes.
我们教会现在还有很多事工要展开，也有很多的不足的地方。
Our church have many things to do, and there are many imperfect things.
当我们看见这些不足的地方的时候，我们应该做的就是想办法自己去把这个漏洞给堵住。
When we see these imperfect things, we need to do something to plug the loopholes.
这三点看起来就像刚才那句经文那样，好像没有那么励志，没有那么 strong, 是吧？
So these three points, just like the Bible verse that we read a while ago, they appear to be not very strong resolutions.
但是假如我们真的能够做到这三点的话，明年这个时候我们的教会就不一样。
But if we can achieve these three points, I think next year our church will be different.
作为一个个人，我们每一个基督徒都是不完全。
As a person, every Christian is imperfect.
但是因为主的缘故，我们完全了。
But because of Lord, we are perfect.
作为一个教会，我们也不完全。
As a church, we are imperfect.
但是因为主的缘故，我们可以完全。
But for the sake of Lord, we can be perfect.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
哦，慈悲天父，谢谢你，你把话语赐给我们，让我们知道什么是有价值的，如何能够得到这些有价值的东西。不是我们能，而是我们愿意。我们愿意，我们知道我们不完全，我们愿意去朝着完全的方向奔跑的时候，主啊，你就使我们完全了。你在你的眼里，我们也完全了。求主保守我们这个教会，在新的一年里面，每一个人认识到自己的不完全，也认识到在主里面我们是完全的人。我们愿意去一起来奔跑这一条天路，一起来把这个教会建造成一个主所喜悦的金灯台，在这个地方为神的国传扬神的福音。主，我们谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。